Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Unfazed and Unbothered. I'm Tasia.
I'm Camo.
And on today's episode, we are going to kind of give you guys more of an insight on what it looks like being on social media. We get a lot of hate, as for a lot of other influencers do as well, about like, oh my gosh, like you don't have a job, like you work from home, like ooh, who does that? A bunch of just like people that don't understand like how much money you can make off social media. And also for those who have children, it gives us the opportunity to be able to stay home with our kids and make money. And I make more money on the internet than I ever have at any job. And I'm able to save and, you know, I don't have to worry about my family's needs. So this is going to give people more of an understanding. So maybe that people will stop hating. And for those who won't stop hating, it's just like, you know, fuck you, bitch. But yeah.
Yeah. Also, we get a lot of questions. Camo, how do I start on social media? Where did you start? How do I put myself out there? So we're also going to kind of spill the beans on how to get yourself started on social media so that maybe you can grow a following and make some money too, because there's room for all of us, honestly. So
for that, I will say that basically for me, I've been doing social media since I was 14. So I just put myself out there with no shame, really. And so that's kind of just all – that's what I've known how to do. And so when TikTok came out, you know, for the longest time, we didn't post on it.
Oh, and we thought it was so cringe.
Yeah. And so – but then when we got the hang of it and realized, like, this is, like, Vine, but maybe even better because of how much longer it is. Now, I won't say that it's better than Vine with, like, the violations and all that because that is a little bit – like, there's things that I don't understand, like, why that would get violated. Like, there's been a lot of stuff, like, that I'll post with Greenlee and they take it down for – no reason, and then they'll put it back up because it was a mistake. Like, we never had to worry about that with Vine, so it is a little bit different. But it is cool, though, that they had another platform so that we could kind of just go from one to another. Because I know on Instagram, it's not the same thing as TikTok. Like, you can't post a video on Instagram and anybody see it. You get what I'm saying? Like,
well, now they have Reels, but
it's just not the
really,
same.
It's not. We haven't really conquered the Reels side of it.
And one day we might. It could be the same thing for TikTok. Like, at first we're like, what the heck is this? Instagram Reels are just a little different to me. It's not as easy just getting on TikTok and being like, hey, what's up? You know, it's a lot different. But also, I feel like even if a platform is going to, like, they say TikTok, oh, it's going to get taken down or whatever, there's always going to be the next best thing. But for those always asking, like, you know, how do you put yourself out there? I just did. Like, I literally just did exactly that.
Yeah.
And no regrets, no shame, and this is who I am. And I think for a lot of people, they have trouble doing that. Like, there's a lot of people that I know personally that it's hard for them to put a camera in front of their face and just, like, get going. And I understand that completely, especially when it comes to anxiety and depression and all that. Because, for example, when Vine disappeared a couple years after that, I not only did I disappear from, you know, Vine right before it got shut down, I disappeared from Instagram for a while. Just because when I was in a dark place, it was hard for me to put myself out there, but I had to, you know, build myself back up to get to the mental state that I was when I didn't give a shit on Vine. And so that helps tremendously. But I feel like everybody goes through seasons and there's times where you're going to feel better than others. And so I don't know. I feel like you kind of just wake up one day and you just stop caring. And so that was a huge help for me because I eventually got tired of just like being this sad, miserable person. And I woke up one day and was like, okay, I'm going to start doing what I've known how to do for years, you know?
Yeah. For me, I just started posting any and everything. See, Vine, I had like a smaller following, but same thing. Like I just posted any and everything. And I had a few viral videos on Vine, but for TikTok is honestly a life changing app, really and truly, because I've seen a lot of people grow such quick platforms, and I feel like TikTok is the best app to do that, to get a head start in the game, because they kind of give everybody the same opportunity. And that is what I do like about TikTok, but they have so many stipulations and they cherry pick and they play favoritism. Once you do grow a following, so be mindful of that. But really, like in the beginning, I was posting everything, server rants, going in thrift stores, anything. And in the beginning, not every video was a hit. And it's not always going to be a hit. And that's the thing with TikTok. The algorithm is so interesting because it feels like I tell people to just put everything out there because eventually something will pick up. And then most creators I've seen on the app, they have that like big thing and they stick to that, you know? And that's why I did those abandoned house videos for so long, because every single one of them was a hit. But that's like the only thing at that time that the algorithm favored from me. So I just really encourage any and everyone to put themselves out there if in the beginning and post just everything. You can shit post, just everything about your life, just post it on the internet. And once you find what works, hit the fucking ground running and run with it. And I see it happen all the time. People grow these platforms, millions of followers in months because they found what works for them and it works. And there's so many different niches. There's so many different audiences. Like if you do it, there's somebody who will watch it.
But I also feel like it boils down to like what your purpose is. Like you really have to find like, is this meant for me? Because it's not meant for everybody.
That is tea. That is also, a lot of people get discouraged because I have like one viral video and they don't know how to maintain, traction. And it's like, I know a lot of people will be like posting videos and they'll be like, oh, I don't care about followers. I don't care about that. But then they'll have like one viral video and they're like, did you see me in a viral video? But like, it's not made for everybody, really and truly. You either have it or you don't. And if it's not something you're passionate about, then maybe just post to post, have fun with it. I mean, TikTok is a place to have fun. So it's not like not everybody is going to be a huge viral sensation. And that just is what it is. But don't just, I hate when people ask like how to grow a platform. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, what do you want to do on it? Like, what are you going to do when you have that platform? Oh, you know, I just want to like shit on people.
Yeah, no, it has to be, there has to be some kind of purpose involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to kind of have a purpose. Like for example, with me, like I've always been kind of off the wall. That's why I never graduated school. There's things in people's lives that happen or don't happen because of a certain thing. And I'm just too much for school, for a regular job, or whatever the case may be. And so the internet's given me a place to be myself and express myself, but also use my struggles to kind of motivate people. Not everybody has the same story. Not everybody, you know, has the what's the word for it? the drive to do that. And which is fine, because for things that I have the drive for that you may not, you're going to have the drive for something that I don't. And it doesn't mean that you're any different. It's like,
we all have a purpose. Not
like I used to be, when I was in school, I wanted to get good grades and I would even try and I would always fail at it and it would really upset me. And then there's these people that don't study and they get good grades. So it's always like, no matter what, everybody's always going to go through a different struggle than the other. It doesn't mean anything. You just kind of pick what you think your purpose is or what you want to do and run with it. And that's the only thing I've ever known how to do. But with that being said,
I would say though, like some pointers, I do know from like reading, some of TikTok's like business plans, good lighting is essential. A lot of people think that they can just like lay in their bed in the dark and post a video and the video could be funny as fuck. Like the audio could be hilarious. Like I was cackling, bitch, but the lighting was so trash that you couldn't even see what was going on. And also like, for people who want to put themselves out there, don't come on there and be like, okay, so today I'm going to be talking about this because I think... That shit's boring as fuck. Get straight to the juice, bitch. Hit record and be like, hey guys, blah, 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 blah. High energy, straight to the juice of the matter. And good lighting, but be you. Like, everybody is different. We all have our differences and... That is what's beautiful about the world is you don't have to be like somebody else. And that's what I do like about TikTok is they do kind of showcase all these different type of personalities and people from different walks of lives. So just be yourself, but high energy, good lighting, and just be genuine. And it will more than likely resonate with somebody. But that's all the pointers I can really offer. I like some friends of mine, they'd be like, wanted me to just completely map their whole 5-year plan out for them. And I'm like, girl, I barely know what the fuck I'm doing. Okay, just do it. Just do it. Nike, just do it. But social media it's fun. I have enjoyed it, and I plan to continue doing this for the rest of my life. I quit my server job. July 2020, and I've been completely self-sufficient ever since. I will say the TikTok Creator Fund is boo-boo cheddar for me. But because I have a platform, I'm able to monetize off other things like doing these tarot readings. I've been doing tarot readings on my girlies and squirrelies, and that has been very lucrative for me. So I'm very grateful for TikTok giving me a platform that I can monetize off of. And I've grown such personal and beautiful relationships with so many of my little biscuits. And I love that. So there are definitely pros of making a living off of the internet and putting yourself out there. But again, it's not made for everybody. And that's totally fine. We all have our own purposes. And somebody's got to work a desk job. Somebody's got to do that. And you know, I wouldn't be good at that. I would not be good at that. And that's why I will never do that again.
So that was very cute and gorgeous. So I think we should go on our first break. What you think, Brent?
I think that's a good idea, B.
Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome the fuck back, y'all. I'm Camo.
I'm Tasia. Okay, that was stupid.
I love that. It was so cute.
So we were talking about what social media has done for our lives. And so we kind of want to compare where we are today working online versus where we were a couple of years ago when we were servers. And for me, that is, you know, when I was pregnant with Greenlee, I was serving and my job treated me like trash. I was pregnant with Greenlee and I had to have like a note for everything. Being pregnant with Greenlee was a lot harder than being pregnant with my son. I was a lot bigger with Greenlee. I had a lot more pains. I had to sit down all the time with Greenlee. It was miserable for me and my work treated me like trash. And I think that was because, you know, when you're pregnant, for some reason, they feel like you can't do as much, or I don't know. It's almost like you're a liability for them. And so they just didn't treat me very nice. And so I will say that I'm very grateful for being able to work on social media, because what is that Nicki Minaj saying where she's like, and I took a couple months to rest. You know what I'm talking about? And now it's game time, bitches. That's how I fucking feel, because I can rest now. Like, I'm pregnant. Like, I make my own schedule. I work when I want to work, and I'm able to do that because I have money saved and I can enjoy this pregnancy and be at peace and not be uncomfortable. And I really do think about that, like how miserable I was. And I think that the reason why I went through that is so I could be grateful today, but also to realize that not everybody has it easy, you know? And even now, like looking back, I never had it easy, you know?
Oh, and you were going to work 8 and 9 months pregnant, about to pop, so miserable, and you would leave with nothing. And it was so discouraging. Like, ugh.
I mean, yeah, like the working a whole shift and leaving with $40.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. And also, the people that I would serve were not always nice. They were very mean.
Well, we were living in Winder, Georgia, so.
Yeah, they were just mean people. Like, I can't tell you. I think I got written up 3 times. And they were, I don't know if stereotype is the word, but they were basically, they didn't like me because I was pregnant and I was their server. Like, it's almost like they probably looked at me. I didn't have a ring on my finger at the time. So they're like, ew. You know, and that I got written up 3 times for lies. Like, this guy had said that I bothered them too much at the table. And I got written up for that. And I remember looking at my managers and I was like, are y'all being serious right now?
They really wrote you up for that?
They did. Because the guy said that. And in all reality, they were making fun of me the whole time because I was pregnant and I was their server. And it was 2 white ladies with this white man. And they look like they go to Sunday church. And they go to church every Wednesday and they treated me like garbage. And I literally, when I shit you not, I walked out crying and I called my grandma and I was like, I literally can't do this. But also I had a lot going on. I literally was pregnant with Greenlee. I had court dates all the time and I knew that I was going to prison. So I was so fucking stressed out and I felt like I couldn't get a break. I couldn't catch a break. And so for the people that make fun of me for working on social media, it doesn't bother me because I'm like, girl, I have been where most people are and I'm not there anymore. So y'all can make fun of me because I'm doing so much better. Like, I'm thriving.
I pay my bills. My bills are paid.
But seriously, people make fun of things that they don't have, and that's just not okay because they think like, oh, people just are given stuff. No, I wasn't given mm-hmm. anything. I had go through hell and back. And that's one thing I can't stand is somebody that, oh, you're so lucky. No, I'm not. I'm not lucky at all. Like I literally had to fucking die and come back to life to get to these things, you know?
No, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. Yes.
Period.
We're full on Nikki stands, by the way.
We love that.
If you're a Barb.
I took a couple months to rest and now it's game time, bitches. I'm going to have to do a TikTok when Princeton's born and do that. I mean, I'm fucking serious, you know?
That'll be cute and gorgeous.
It will. But yeah, people don't give servers enough like respect. Like servers, God bless y'all because I've been there and done that. And I literally, like it'll make you want to, you know, slit your throat. Just kidding.
Not kidding at all. It definitely does.
You know what I'm saying? But like for real, like it literally, you feel beat, abandoned, and abused.
Social media though has done a lot of good, like comparing our lives where we were and where we are now, financially speaking. You know, 2 years ago, I was serving every day and I was making enough money to pay my bills most of the time, but I was having to make payment arrangements on my car insurance. I was scraping by to eat. And now I don't have to worry about that. We can go treat ourselves if we want. I know that I can trust that my bills will be paid and I can go shopping. It's definitely not super glamorous. Like we're not living in the hills. We're still living, you know, a pretty normal life, like, you know, but same for you. This is the most money I've ever made. And I'm just being myself and posting online. And so it is crazy to think just even a year and a half ago, I was relying on serving tables. So we have so much respect for servers. If you are a server, hold it down. Shout out to you. Because I know it's hard. It's really hard.
I was waiting on us to start bursting out laughing. Okay. But yeah, so for the people that make fun of people that do social media, like, shame on you. Because I don't think that anybody should be shamed for what they choose to do as a job. A job is a job.
People would be like, that's not a real job. Can you define a real job for me?
Yeah.
What's a real job?
It's the embarrassment too. Like, it's the same thing. Like, for people that I've seen out in restaurants, they'll be with people and they'll be mean to the server the whole time. If that was me, I don't give a fuck if there's 10 people. If you are being rude to a fucking server, I'm getting up and leaving and never talking to you again.
I would be embarrassed.
A piece of shit. Yeah. I wouldn't be embarrassed for the server. I'd
be embarrassed for the person who's with me.
I'm embarrassed for you because I see that all the time and it's disgusting.
People are so degrading. They act like, oh, because I work this regular, real job. Like serving is... there are some serving jobs that are very lucrative as well. I will say, because I worked several other jobs prior to serving. Serving was the most money I made up until social media. So there was money to make. There is money to make. And I know like Trent, he works at this lake bar. He makes bukus of money, y'all. He makes more money than I ever made serving at this little rinky-dink lake bar. So y'all be shitting on servers, but he makes more money than people who have real office jobs. So... don't be shitting on servers because it is a hustle and there is money to be made for certain.
Yes, honey.
But yeah, you want to talk about let's talk about the brands and shit, the things that we've worked with and some of our experiences with some smaller companies.
Period. Let's take a little break and then we're going to come back and talk about
that.
Okay. What's up, y'all? We are back and we are going to talk about the exciting brand deals, the smaller brand deals with the... yeah. We've had some experiences. and
quite a bit.
Lately, I have had three smaller companies. They're not even companies. They're like, I think they work out of their home, which is, we love small businesses. We support them, obviously. One of my really close friends owns a boutique and she does really good and we love her. She's so cute and gorgeous. But I've had some bad experiences with these little brands. They have sent me items that were, when I'm not even just joking, my husband and Cam have been here. There were these t-shirts that they sent. And I thought they were really cute online. I was like, oh yeah, these are really, really cute. And so I could see myself, you know, wearing it and being like, y'all go check this little boutique out. And when I received the products, it was not cute and gorgeous. And they had basically like printed on these like designs on the t-shirt that were already coming off from being overheated in the packaging. And they'll, yeah, it was bad. And remember when the flower one, and I was wearing it and you were like, what is that?
Well, it's because these bitches,
or the butterfly one, I meant.
They will go to Michael's and they'll bulk buy $53 shirts, which no shame, the Gildan t-shirts. So cute and gorgeous. And then they'll get iron transfers and write fucking savage on the shirt or queen or king. Don't put that shit on your body. That's embarrassing. And it's just an iron transfer. And the thing is that it's not quality. You wash it one time and it's cracking. It bleeds and it comes right the fuck off. Like, yeah, you did get a package and like literally half the word was hanging off the shirt on some things. It's like, you thought I was gonna promote it to all these people?
So what I ended up doing is instead of promoting it, I just promoted what I liked, or I would just post it on my Instagram
story. That was very generous.
So whatever. And so I had actually gotten messages from these companies and they're like, hey, so are you not going to do a TikTok? And I was like, no, I'm not. I said, I posted it on my Instagram story, not being rude. And they were like, well, our agreement was this. Well, first of all, unless there's a signed contract and you're paying me, I don't feel bad because you sent me the item. It melted in the heat.
Yeah.
And I really feel like you're using me at that point because you know that it's the quality. And you know
knew
that's not
good quality when you sent it.
And so the disrespect. And there was also this. So they had basically gotten irritated with me because I posted on Instagram story and not a TikTok. They got rude with me. And then another company had gotten rude because I didn't post it at all. And the reason being is because all of the items were like that. And I didn't have these experiences on Vine. So this was very, very new to me. I don't know if it's something new, the iron
it's not new, but now everyone wants to be a business owner, which we support that. We respect y'all's hustles, but everyone wants to make like a quick come up and
you have to put time and money into something if you want people to genuinely love it and buy it.
Yeah, because what they do is they want to take advantage of people on the internet and they want us to promote these things, and then what, our followers are going to go buy it, and then what, now they're going to be pissed at you because
receive it and it's not, they're going to be like, are you kidding me?
This is what you sold me? The thing is when you are on social media, your relationship with your audience is an asset. It's the most important thing. So when you betray people's trust and when you sell them chintzy ass shit like that, then people stop fucking with you. So you really can't. And like for the longest, we've done like a lot of free promo, and like we don't mind at all putting small businesses in our TikToks or on
Especially if we love the product. Yeah, like we receive it and it's very good. I am so happy to do that.
Yeah.
But it's when you take advantage and like the people that had gotten mad at me for not wanting to post their clothing on TikTok, they were calling me a scammer. And I'm like, a scammer?
You scammed me.
Yeah, you scammed me, one. And two, if you are that mad, I got irritated with this one company because they were being so rude. And I was like, if it's that big of a deal, I will gladly send you the items back, because if I'm not going to wear it, I'm either going to give it to somebody or I'm just going to throw it in the trash. And to be honest with you, I learned the hard way over the past few months with certain companies because of the material of things. And I didn't give it to anybody. I threw it in the trash because nobody could wear it.
Yeah.
Whatever they had, the iron printout, the printouts on the t-shirts, when I had received them in the mail, because it's so hot outside, it was like melted off. It was like half on and half off. What do I look like promoting that? That is just so wrong. And then this one company, it was like a tie-dye. And it literally, I didn't even wear it. And because you can't even wash it and it's gonna be fucked.
What was that one?
I'll have to tell you about it later. But it was bad. And so they got mad at me and they actually messaged me the other day and they were like, but this was our agreement. Yeah. And also What agreement? You know what I'm saying? The agreement is to like a product and promote it. When I receive right. it and it's like that, why would I want my audience to go buy that?
Yeah, no.
People would be fucking livid. I would be fucking livid.
Okay. As a small business or as a business, period, you sending products out to influencers or people online, that's a risk you're taking. They're not guaranteed to post your stuff. If we like what we get, absolutely. I have no problem. You have no problem. Like this friend of mine, I love her. I follow her online now. She sent me a Ouija board that she made with like resin, and it had flowers and butterflies in it. Her name's Haley. Within Nature's Light. The cutest stuff, dude. Like, look at this shit.
Oh my gosh, what is that?
Like, oh. That is so cute. That is so cute.
That is so cute.
She puts her time and energy into it. It stands out. It's different. And it's beautiful. And it's quality. So you know what? I made a video and I promoted it. And I even used it in my music video for Haunted because I was obsessed with it. And so she didn't pay me.
But it also goes a long way too, because there's a lot of companies that like I genuinely liked, and we continued to work together.
Yeah.
With clothing and stuff like that, because I genuinely wear it.
Yeah.
There was also, this kind of hurt my feelings because, so I was talking to this girl and she owns like a small faith-based brand, and very, very cute stuff. And she had reached out to me and was like, hey, I want to send you these items. You don't even have to promote. And I just felt it in my heart. I was like, no, honestly, I really like this stuff and I would be happy to promote it. And she was like, you can actually pick like what colors and stuff you want. And so I was like, yeah, hot pink, let's do that. And so I could already tell that the material was going to be really good. You can tell usually. Sometimes it's iffy, so you have to wait and see. But so we were talking and, you know, she was asking me about my life story and kind of like, you know, how I got closer with God. And I was literally spilling my whole life with her. We've been talking back for maybe 3 or 4 days. And all of a sudden she says something like, yeah, I'm going to be so happy. Like if you post it like on your Instagram feed and your TikTok and like we do. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I almost felt like she was trying to get this, like build this relationship with me. And then like she said, because when she reached out to me, she was like, hey, you don't have to promote it. And then we were talking back and forth and I'm telling her my life. And then she's like asking me to promote it on my TikTok and my Instagram after she said that she didn't care if I did that or not. And so eventually—
Some people are more calculated.
And so, yeah, like they— Right. And so I eventually stopped replying and she never hit me back up. So it's like some people will hit you up and they'll say certain things and then they try to take advantage, which I was already going to promote it. You know what I'm saying? But with TikTok and stuff, like you have to be more mindful of what you're sharing on there too, because people get annoyed with that.
Yeah.
You know, and like there's only so much that you can, there's only so many videos you can make showing off sweatshirts and stuff, and people are going to be like, what the hell? But Instagram and like story Instagrams and Instagram pictures and tagging, it does way more good. But people automatically assume that if you have more following on TikTok, it's going to do better. But the thing is like we know what we're doing because we put ourselves out there for so many years. And so we know what is best. Like, mm-hmm. It drives me nuts when companies are like, no, but we know what's best. If you know what's best, then why don't you do it then?
Well, I will say you're right about that, because on TikTok, when I promote my tarot readings, I'll get several people DMing me. But when I post it on my Instagram story and I'm like, DM me for a reading, I get way more. And I have a fraction of the following on Instagram than I do on TikTok. So just because you have a huge audience on Instagram, but Instagram, I feel like, is more lucrative because it's like, Instagram's going to be here forever. I don't think Instagram's
ever
going anywhere.
Well, too, Instagram is different. Instagram is more of like sightseeing.
And there's more consistency.
Yeah. And so like on TikTok, people want to see certain things all the time. Like they want to see like the comedy part of things, blah, blah, blah. Instagram is more aesthetic. So like you can post a picture with like you and your family and like tag all the clothing and people are so fucking interested. Like there's sometimes where I'll post a picture and people are like, what is your whole outfit? And I will just fucking go and tag my whole outfit. Like they're actually interested. So it's going to do better than me going on TikTok and be like, hey, y'all, check this out, go to their Instagram, because nobody wants to be on TikTok and you say, hey, go to Instagram to do this. They're gonna be like, oh, I'm not doing all that.
Well, also that feels more like an ad
than
like,
it does
on Instagram. If they see you looking so cute and gorgeous and this outfit, they're gonna be like, oh my god, like I want that outfit, that was a fly outfit. So that definitely it's more real because you actually wore it in a photo. rather than just opening a package on TikTok.
So one thing that, like, and it sucks because there's been like smaller brands, like I really like their stuff and I genuinely like talking to them. And then it hurts my feelings when they're kind of like throw these little punches in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm hitting you up. And like they'll hit me up and they'll say, hey, I want to send you this with no promotion. And then you start talking, you get to know each other. Like, okay, by the way, before I send this, it would be really cool if you would do a TikTok. And then they're trying to make you feel obligated. And that's just not fair. But also because I was already going to promote it anyways, because I like the product. And then you kind of just shut me down because I'm spilling my life story to you thinking that you care when in reality, you're just trying to butter me up. That's just not cool. And so over the past couple months, that's what I've learned the most is that to just not work with certain people anymore. Like, unless there's a contract involved or whatever, because people take advantage and then they try to make you look like the bad guy, even when you try your best to be the nice person, you know? And, you know, years ago, I didn't know how to stick up for myself and people took advantage of me all the time with friendships and relationships and family ships, all kinds of fucking ships. So, except the cruise ship, because I ain't never been on a cruise. But anyway, no. But so now it's like I get more offended now because you think I'm that dumb.
Yeah.
With all the life experiences and the shit that I've been through and you try to take advantage of me, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself for asking me about my life story and me thinking that like this is coming from your heart because you genuinely want to know. And you're interested because of your relationship with God as well. And then you just fucking take advantage of me. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, people can be so shitty.
Well, sadly, that's like, that is the dark side of social media. And that's not just brands. That's other creators.
Everybody, yeah.
That's other people posting on TikTok. You know, I have made friends on the internet. I'm not going to say names. And I was a fan of their content. We became friends. And I was like, oh, this bitch is a bad bitch. And then that bitch
was a fucking shitty ass person.
Was a shitty, shitty bitch. And, you know, it starts becoming very phony and very obvious that their intention was never to make a friend. Because I love meeting other creatives. You are who you hang out with. And I like to surround myself with creative people because I'm a creative person. You're a creative person. I make music. I do all these creative endeavors. So I have so much respect for other creatives. And so I love to make genuine connections with other creators. But unfortunately, most people online are not like that. They're very much in it for
themselves
and like, okay, yeah,
what they can gain from you.
I'm gonna be friends with this other creator just because they're a creator. Like, they don't care to know like your life's bless you.
Excuse me.
They don't care to know like
excuse me
the hardships that you've went through. And like every friend that I've made, whether they're creator or whether they're just a regular friend, like I genuinely love to get to know people. And unfortunately, social media is so what's the word? Superficial, that people will befriend you only because you have a following. Like,
and that's why, like, a lot of people are like, so why don't you have many friends? And honestly, like,
that's why.
Yeah, I had to learn, and it wasn't just a few of my friends, it was all of my friends when I was on Vine. Even the people that I might still say hey to, I don't care, and I'm not embarrassed to say this I hope I don't hurt your feelings. No, because this is the truth and this is me speaking my truth. If you get your feelings hurt, then you feel hit. But everybody, not just a few people, everybody that I was friends with when I was on Vine were my friend. They might have liked me. They might have thought I was funny. They might have liked being around me, but they initially wanted to be my friend because they saw that I had a following.
An opportunity.
Yeah. And so they obviously their Instagrams grew and they still have their Instagrams with a couple of hundred thousand, not 100,000, but a couple of
a good little bit,
like whatever. And they're doing their thing. And obviously they're not, oops, I'm not trying to move the table. Obviously they're not influencers or whatever, but they still have the following. But the first time I went to jail, were they talking shit about me on an Instagram live? Yes, they were. And so you can't sit here and tell me that they weren't friends for the attention of it, because as soon as something happens to me and I'm not around, they talk shit and Atasia's in jail and this is what she's in there for, like just fucking petty shit. So that is exactly why I don't surround myself with people anymore, because people don't see you as a person. They see you as what they can gain from you. And when you have people that follow you on the internet, that's all that they see. Yeah. And so I've had to befriend people, you know, when I've gotten out of prison and realize you're pulling out a camera and recording me and my child all the time and tagging me. You're not my friend.
No.
And you don't respect my privacy. And you think that you see this perception of me online and think that that's how I am. And then when I'm just a regular person, you're like, oh, okay, cute and gorgeous. So it's really hard for me to have friendships and me not automatically think in the back of my head that, are you really my friend? And so therefore, I just don't venture out anymore. And
well, loyalty is so hard to come by, but loyalty is so important to me and to you as well. And I feel like we can spot people's intentions from a mile away. Like, people I keep around are people who check up on me when I'm going through it. And a real friend will be there for you through thick and thin. Like, when you had all that shit going on, I didn't give a fuck what you had going on online. I was there for you because I care about you. And that's what I expect out of a friend for me. Like, when I was losing my mom, that's honestly a huge, that was a telling time for me. The people who showed out for me when my mother was passing away are the people that I will hold true to my heart for the rest of my life. Now, I didn't have like a following back then, but I mean, those people really showed me what loyalty was. They came to the hospital. They came to my mother's funeral. They spoke at my mother's funeral. And I have so much respect and love and loyalty to those people, yourself included, because y'all were there for me in such a dark time in my life. And so loyalty is huge. So if I feel like you're not in it for a real friendship, I don't want it. I don't care if you got followers. I don't care if you got no followers. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. Now, if you so happen to be another creative, hell fucking yeah, let's get something going. Let's create. I respect you. I fuck with your content and vice versa. And that's something that I appreciate and enjoy. But there's a lot of phonies out here and there's a lot of superficial bitches on TikTok and the internet, period, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's also another reason why too, if people, you know, I'm very mindful of like who I follow on TikTok and Instagram. That's an influencer and like who I want to associate with, because if I don't like the vibe that you're giving off on the internet, I don't want to be associated, because I don't want people to think that I put up with your behavior. Does that make sense?
You co-sign their shit.
Their bullshit. Because some people on the internet, they come across very nasty and they support things that I don't agree with that are very nasty. And so I can't relate. Like, there's a lot of creators that I genuinely enjoyed watching, and they turned out to be a racist, or they turned out to be somebody that was always speaking negatively on another creator's name because they're, you know, just always something nasty. And it sucks to see that. And so that's why I don't get close to people on the internet. Even I just don't. And don't meet friendship on the internet. Like, I hate, like, the experience I told you about where I was friends with somebody and they were like, can you do this on your podcast? Why would you ask me that? If you are my friend, why would you? We don't even speak, but hey, shout me out on your podcast.
No, what made you think that I would do that anyways?
It's just rude. Like, people don't understand. And it doesn't work like that. We can't just be like, hey, do this, that, and the third. I mean, we're signed with a company. Everything has to be filtered through.
Oh, yeah. We have like creative freedom to talk about whatever, but we couldn't just start shouting out businesses.
You can't do that. We have to have meetings and everything has to be approved if we were to promote something. Like, it's just crazy to me that people think like that.
But also the fact that they would expect you to like put them on. Like, see, the thing is you have to put yourself out there. So going back to the beginning of this episode, you have to put yourself out there in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And it either resonates or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, like, I don't know what to tell you. You can't expect another creator, not just us, but anybody, small companies, listen up. You cannot expect somebody else to just put you on. You have to have, you know, a business model. You have to have like a real desire and like you have to stand out. And so, no, we're not just going to start promoting all these small town people who don't even have like a real dream. They just want some attention. It's like, what are you going to even do with that attention when you get it? And also, like, it's funny because I've had a lot of people, like, early when I was growing on TikTok, you know, I thought it was pretty cool. Like, I was like finally like gaining traction. And so like a lot of people around me, they took advantage of that. And I would like make videos with some of my small town friends, tag them. It did nothing for them because what they were posting did not resonate. You're not just going to gain followers being friends with somebody who's on the internet or even a celebrity. Like there's celebrities out there that tag their friends and posts, and their friends still have 500 followers because they don't have something that's like resonating with people, you know? So stand out, do something. That's how you grow. You don't just get a piggyback off of other people.
But I'm glad we talked about that, friend. That was a cute and gorgeous time because I think it needed to be talked about because people don't realize how much that, I mean, it hurts our feelings. Like you don't care about us. You just want the attention of hanging out with us. And that's not okay.
That's the quickest way to get blocked, report aboard.
So I think that sums up today's episode. What do you think, friend?
Absolutely. Also, if you're wondering why we're in the same outfits, again, we're binge recording multiple episodes because I am going to LA. And also, I did dye my hair recently, cute and gorgeous. I did cut it the other day. I'm a little upset about that. It was down to here. I said 1 inch. That motherfucker cut up to here. I look like fucking Lord Farquaad and Michael Jackson. Fucked and had a baby.
So make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Oh, yeah. Turn on the notifications, too. Please and thank you so much.
Yes, honey. Thank y'all for tuning in. We love y'all. See y'all next episode. Mwah, cute and gorgeous.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.